discussion with her. Shani Pulak Shimon lives in a town called Modra, between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. She's been, like a lot of people, reporting her feelings on Facebook. Now, I've spoken to several people on both sides of this now. Shani Paluk Shimon, I spoke to earlier. I began by asking, I said, from this distance, it looks absolutely terrifying. Is it terrifying to live through it?
It's really scary. It's pretty surreal. And I grew up in Melbourne. So growing up in Melbourne, I experienced the occasional anti-Semitic slur on the street. And going to a Jewish day school, I was occasionally evacuated as a child because of threats of a bomb scare. But between threats of a bomb scare and having to run with my children to a bomb shelter under the threat of a warning siren and hearing a missile over my home, there's a huge difference. It's been pretty scary. It's been a disruption to our routine. And, you know, kind of readjusting to a routine where we're having sirens and explosions overhead and missiles overhead, I mean, I don't know how we get used to that. And I guess as a mother to young children, it's quite terrifying that there are children growing up in our country in this reality of their day-to-day reality. Now, we've had this for 2 weeks, but there are areas of the country that live like this permanently. It's pretty scary and very, very unsettling.
So how often does the air raid siren go off? How often do you have missiles overhead? Is it a daily occurrence or several times a day?
Separate two areas. So in the south of Israel, in the area bordering Gaza, this has been a daily occurrence since 2005. They don't normally have dozens of rockets a day, but they have at least several a week, if not every day. What's been going on the past 2 weeks is that we've had sirens covering the whole area of Israel. So between being in my home, which is halfway between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, and being at work at the hospital where I work, I've probably experienced several sirens a day and probably have to run into a bomb shelter or a protected area several times a day. And that's been our reality for the past 2 weeks.
What about your children? How do your children cope? Do they go to a shelter as well?
So, I mean, the children are taught and they're trained in their schools, in their kindergarten, in their daycare. They're drilled what to do. And when we saw where things were going, we talked to our kids about what we're doing. I guess part of the tone of your kids is what you set. So we try to be calm, but obviously it's a disrupted routine. And, you know, it's really, you know, I drop my daughter off at school. She's in grade one. And I say to her before I drop her off, sweetie, please don't play outdoors today. Stay indoors near the bomb shelter just in case a siren goes off. I mean, that's not normal. My kids are relatively calm, but there are a lot of children who are distressed and young children who are bedwetting again and crying and clinging to their parents because it's scary, it's not normal, but it was amazing because when we had our most dramatic siren the other week where we actually heard the missile whistling over our heads, about a moment before the siren start, we kind of lay in bed and my son turned to my husband and said, Daddy, I can hear a missile coming. And we just looked at him like, what's he talking about? And about a split second later, the siren started. And you feel sick that your five-year-old son can hear from the distance a hissing sound and know that it's not a car coming closer but a missile. It's scary. It's not normal. Nobody should live like that on either side. It's terrible. It's terrible for our side. And you know, me, my heart breaks for the children of Gaza because they also grow up in an abnormal reality. It's very hard to describe and it's very hard. I don't think I was able to ever imagine this before I left you.
What is the mood of the Israeli people? Are they accepting what's happening? Are they determined to see it through?
The mood is heavy and it's sad and stressed. We can't keep living like this. We can't have air raid sirens going off several times a day in the bigger cities in Israel and keep functioning. People are not willing to live like that. And people are willing to pay a price if necessary by having this kind of fancy. People would like to see the downfall of the Hamas, and people would like to live peacefully here, and they would like to see the Gazans live peacefully under more moderate leadership. It's very difficult. Nobody likes a situation that is comfortable, not with a death toll on either side, and not with a disruption to daily life on either side.
Would you? It's a long way from Elston Week. Would you consider bringing your children back to Elston for safety?
It's a very difficult question. I mean, I'm an Australian citizen and my children are Australian citizens, but my children are also Israeli citizens. They were born in Israel, they've grown up in Israel. And I have to tell you that something that really concerns me when I look at news reports around the world is this huge wave of objection to what's going on here. And while I not for one moment minimise the price that's being paid by the citizens and the civilians in Gaza, I have to wonder what the motivation is behind these protests. I wonder where all these people were when over 200,000 people have been massacred in Syria, when people have been massacred in Iraq, when a million people were massacred in Somalia. And I kind of have this terrible feeling that there's a very strong underlying anti-Semitic sentiment, because the response in many of these protests, and I've seen the protests that have taken place over the weekend in Melbourne and Sydney, they seem disproportionate to at least other conflicts that have gone on in the region about which nobody thinks of protests. So I have very mixed feelings about where my children are safest. Are they safest here under rocket fire? Are they safest in another country where there's anti-Semitism brewing beneath the surface? I'm not sure what the answer is, Neil, but I don't like the reality in either option.
Thank you so much for speaking to us. Take care, please.
Thank you so much for your time.
Shani Pulok-Shimon, I spoke to earlier. We had to cut little bits of that out because the line quality is so bad. Lives in Moda between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Works at the Sheba Medical Center, which is near Tel Aviv. An Elston woman living in the Middle East. We'll take a break. Tony Abbott is due to have a media conference at any moment. We'll